Chapter 3. Aurora's knife slammed into the center of the target with a gratifying thunk. She reached both hands back, trailing her fingers over the flat sides of the knives tucked away near her shoulder blades in a worn leather holster. Pulling two knives at once, she spun, releasing first one knife, then the other as she turned. One struck directly below the blade already lodged in the center, and the other just above. Still not enough. A group of soldiers trickled into the training courtyard, having just returned from a run. Their faces were slick with sweat, and their boots messy with grass and mud. A fine layer of dew covered the land today, another sign of the waning slumber season. Marin, one of our frequent guards, said,
"Need more of a challenge? We can strap one of those to Elmont and give you a moving target."
He slapped a younger soldier on the back, whose face turned a blistering red. Elmont was new to the palace guard. He was part of the regiment that manned the palace gate, and their first few encounters had been when Rora was going out for an early ride on her horse, Honey. He had been reluctant to let her leave, eager as he was to prove himself in the guard. It had taken a lot of cajoling and not a little amount of flirting for her to get her way. She offered them a polite smile. "As interesting as that sounds, I would not risk Elmont just so I can allay my own frustrations." Tavin stepped forward, his usual serious expression in place.
"Spar, princess?"
A slow smile spread across her face, and she nodded. Tavin had been the one to teach her to throw knives and use a bow. He had never laughed once when her blade spun off course or thunked handle first into the target. She'd been restless and lonely and angry, and he helped her channel that into something worthwhile by teaching her about defense. And this morning, she had many emotions to channel. Tavin set the rest of his unit up doing drills and then came back to her. They began slowly, but in half a bell, they were moving close to full speed, their bodies lunging and spinning and dodging. Tavin was beyond careful with his blade, never thrusting near or hard enough.